more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to this terrific Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Last day of March. First quarter is over. Midnight tonight. April 1st, April Fool's Day tomorrow. We begin the press for the deadline coming up basically in 3 weeks. April 21st is the signature filing deadline. That's the date that all the candidates running for office have to turn in their petition sheets. You know, those clipboards with petition sheets, nominating petitions, people asking you to sign for the various candidates. Well, they have to be turned in on April 21st. That is the date that we will find out who makes it on the ballot. U.S. senators, governors, U.S. congressmen will have to turn in their sheets to get on the ballot. Well, the clock is ticking. 3 weeks from today is the deadline down in Lansing. Now, one thing you have to understand, a lot of these candidates that are out there asking for your support may not have the signatures necessary to get on the ballot. There's going to be all kinds of things happening over the next 3 weeks. And then the deadline comes, and we find out who's most likely has enough signatures to actually be on the ballot. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. And the process will then change between who is on the ballot and who do we want to endorse. Who do we want to support after that filing deadline? Who are we going to get behind? Who do we want to tell our friends to support heading into the August 4th party primary? I mentioned, did a field report yesterday, what happened down in Novi on Saturday. Anthony Ferlini is the endorsed candidate for Secretary of State. Doug Lloyd is our candidate for Attorney General. Well, you guys have an opportunity to be part of the formal process in August. All of us that are precinct delegates right now, our duties, our responsibilities are over from being elected back in August of 2024. We have to go and get new affidavits of identity signed, notarized, and turned in to your local clerks to be on the ballot for August primary this year. Precinct delegates represents their area with regards to being liaisoned to your local county party. You get to go to county conventions, and then you guys are part of the process of picking who gets to go to the state conventions in August. That's where the nominations officially take place. So get out there, get your affidavits of identity, and get them filed. Short break, we'll be back. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's office, send me any questions. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Hey, I want you to back the bus up. We have quite a few new listeners coming online since we improved our website presence. We are doing some marketing through social media, and a lot of people are listening around the state of Michigan and the UP on the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. And a lot of people had no idea that Dr. Gary Willey invested in this type of technology. So I'm going to back up, act like this is our very first interview. We've never talked about anything. I want you to explain the robotic machine, the exact things that it does, deep tissue laser light therapy. Explain to the new listeners what you guys have there to offer folks to get some pain relief.
You bet. It is a multi-lock system, meaning that there are actually two lasers in the robotic head. All that does is one would take care of the inflammation and the other one takes care of the pain. So what we have is like an 808 nanometer diode laser, and that stimulates the blood flow, the lymphatic drain, and it just basically reabsorbs your fluid buildup. So you're taking care of the inflammation. Now that alone actually takes care of a little bit of the pain. But then you come and you introduce a 905 nanometer laser, and that's also a diode. Not that that matters too much, but it reduces the sensation of pain. And it blocks it, you know, your body talking to your brain, telling you that you have it. So you have less pain with that also. It also, together, they create adenosine triphosphate, and they're like little battery packs, so to speak, in there, just making your cells heal themselves, just energizing them to get going. Because if they're injured, they could be sluggish or damaged, and your body needs to take care of that. And now we can just boost it, power boost it just a little bit faster. And actually, this laser helps your body repair itself about 30 to 40% faster.
So now the second laser that you mentioned.
Yes.
It basically, the pain receptors that we have throughout our body, wherever you can feel pain, we have pain receptors. And
yes.
What that does is basically goes in, and what does it do? Does it cause the pain receptors to be desensitized? How does that process work?
Well, it blocks pain transmitted by the cells to the brain, which decreases the nerve sensitivity.
Got it. So the pain receptors are basically turned off for all practical purposes.
Or down to a mute.
Very good.
If you want to,
and then the other question I want to ask you, because when you have someone come in and they're complaining of a certain area or a certain joint, this is basically the same lasers doing the same things, but you do something on the machine itself regarding the settings. Because of the area, because of your training, because of what you've gone through, you actually perhaps do it differently on a knee than you would maybe a lower back. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, the lasers are totally different from each other in that they have different wavelengths. So they are not identical, therefore needing two of them to do two different things at once. But you're actually not individually, but you're turning the laser, you're intensifying it or the opposite with each area, depending on their studies that the company that built this made. It's their interpretation of standard of care. It doesn't mean you can't change it. And I have found that there are no two people 100% alike.
So sure.
The standard might work for most knees, but then you have a real chronic problem and I can turn it up. Or if they have a nerve problem, I can turn it down. Nerves are hypersensitive, obviously, if you have a nerve problem. But
sure. But okay, very cool.
Someone that came in yesterday that also hadn't heard of this, and he was holding a horse's halter, and it got spooked and reared up, and his finger was in the halter.
Whoa!
Right? And so you're yanking the middle fingers, middle knuckle, or, you know, the main knuckle there.
Sure.
And the next knuckle. And his finger was probably twice the size of mine. And wow. So we did the laser for the hand on one side, you know, the top of the hand, and on the bottom of the hand with the robotic laser. And then to see how that felt. And he said it, you know, it was feeling better. And I watched him make a fist, and he could actually make a better fist. You know, before he couldn't hardly bend the finger, and now he's, sure, you know, maybe an inch or two away from making a fist, but he could still bend it. Now he can bend his finger. So it helped the fluid reabsorb into surrounding tissues pretty quickly for it to be able to have that movement, that range of motion. Now, as far as the pain goes, he still had the pain. And so I used a handheld laser, which has both, it's still a multi-lock system. They're still locked in a handpiece together, but I'm the one that's manually doing it. And I'm treating the sides of his finger, the sides of his joint, et cetera, because you can pinpoint in between and be more detailed. It's a smaller head. And so when he came in, he had a pain scale of about an 8. And when he left, after I did the robotic and the handheld, he had a 3 to 4.
Whoa, fantastic. Right. And the swelling went down that much that quickly where he could even get more range of motion.
I can't swear that I saw it, but I, you know, it's just you get that feeling like it just looks different. But I wasn't watching it. You know, you can't see something that slow. So. Right. But then when he moved it and he could actually bend it, not that he needs to do that. Like we say, you know, circle on the calendar 6 weeks from the incident, your body's going to take some time to heal. Just because you don't feel it as much anymore, you know, whatever you would do or not do with it, you know, you're not going to sit there and do mechanical tiny things, having to hold your hand in a fist motion, you know, keep it out and flat, let it heal, let those tendons and ligaments all heal up. But in the meantime, it can definitely feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to be able to, like you say, be able to bend it that quickly, and then I'm
that
sure
was 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, is he scheduled a second follow-up visit?
Tomorrow. Yep, you bet.
He's coming tomorrow. Good.
Amen. So, he's like, I never knew this was here. Or he'd have been in a day before, because that's
absolutely good deal. Now, one thing that I got a text message on just now, my wife deals with a fibromyalgia in her right wrist and fingers down into her hand. Does this treatment help with that?
I have only heard good things on that. I haven't treated for fibromyalgia in the wrist and hands, but I've treated enough hands and now an addition, a finger specifically.
Sure.
And it's helped, you know, the ones that I have treated.
So nobody with fibro has actually come in and specifically said, mm-mm, this is what the doctor says I have.
No,
and
uh-uh,
I want to try it.
No.
Okay. Very good. So we'll seek somebody out there, maybe this particular person.
Try it out, right?
yes. Because he's texting me for his wife. So one of the things that I wanted to ask too, people have heard you on the show. They've texted me. I've had a couple phone calls. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to know that because of their medications, and we've talked about this before. You've answered this many times. Mm-hmm. But I had a lady last week. Is there any, so far, interactions or complications? People on a lot of medications, especially heart-related, blood thinners, blood pressure. Is there any issues you've experienced so far using the laser on these people that take those kind of medications?
Well, we pre-screen, so anyone who has blood thinners, you could bruise. We have treated so many people that didn't care one way or the other to do that because they're, you know, they're on the blood thinners. They didn't mind if they bruised, and we treated them and they never bruised. So none of them.
Okay. So, even though it's a potential
that is a
you haven't experienced it.
No, but you know, they said they want to get rid of the pain and heal something faster than they care about a bruise. You know, at least the clientele up here.
Right.
Really,
well, like Vicky, you know, she's on blood thinners with her heart issues, and
yeah,
she bruises all the time. I mean,
sure.
The other day, you know, she was putting on her boots and just leaned against the wall a little hard. She lost her balance, but she was right there by the wall. And sure enough, she ended up with a bruise on her elbow.
Right.
And I saw it the next day, and I'm like, honey, what did it happen from? She goes, oh, that was yesterday when I fell against the wall. It's like they just, bruising is just part of the blood thinner thing, I guess.
Right.
So they're used to it.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the other question. The screening process, Carlene asked the questions. Explain to the folks when they call the number, I'm going to give it out, 231-627-4300. When they call and Carlene answers the phone, go through just a few of the questions so people, you know, get to understand the process of vetting somebody, whether or not this treatment would be a good solution for them.
Well, you know, there are a few that are non-consequential, you know, whether you've had some things happen recently, but there are some larger ones that, you know, are contraindications. So obviously, like cancer and leukemia, if you're dealing with that, then and in treatment and haven't been in remission for 2 years, then we can't treat the cancer. If you've been cleared for 2 years, then you can. Another thing is you don't have to worry about any apparatuses in your body. So if you've had a cage in your back, or you have a replaced knee or hip, we can still treat those. Obviously, we like to know about some of that stuff beforehand, but none of it is going to affect the laser per se. But we're asking for a couple different reasons. We're asking for laser, and again, if you are coming for chiropractic, then you know the doctor has to know that. But a lot of the things are very simple, and Carlene will talk to you within, you know, 8 or 9 questions or so, be able to tell you right then if you're a candidate and make an appointment. But we want anyone to have to drive if they're not for some reason. So
right. So this gets all cleared. And again, because of this new technology, it has not been approved yet for insurance payments. So this is basically a cash transaction that you have to charge for the services.
Right. And so you can do one of two things. You can either get a package of 6 or a single one to try. But because I really like people to have at least 2, because I usually start out obviously with the, you know, manufacturer standard, whatever they have, you know, discovered in their studies works the best on that area. But obviously we can alter it, and no two people are alike. So we can just tweak it for you and give me a second chance. Cause if it for some reason doesn't, and it's not very often that happens. But there are a few people out there where I had to have that second treatment to really get something. They might have